Good afternoon. How are we going to play? Let's see. First preseason game? All right, let's play the starters 15 to 18 maybe. Play the seconds about maybe 20 to 25. Let the thirds play anywhere from the end of the third on, maybe the top of the fourth, depending on how many snaps they got. There'll be, you know, there's a considerable number of guys that are not going to play. There's probably 11 that are not going to play, and you know who they are. The PUPs and the guys that are really not practicing, they won't play. And hopefully, the rest of them will all have an opportunity to play, and we'll, it's the objective is always to win, but it's personnel. It's all about personnel, and we'll play them just exactly the way I've talked about it, and we'll not sacrifice that part of it. And hopefully we're good enough and deep enough that the guys will get in the game and respond and enjoy themselves and play hard and give us a chance to really do some evaluating and trying to figure out how people fit.
Sam, how about the importance of
give Marvin Austin a little bit more snaps since it's been so long?
Not necessarily.
Tom, how important are these preseason games, especially since you guys are only going once a day?
Excuse me?
The importance of the preseason games since you guys are only going once a day?
Well, they're an opportunity, obviously, to tackle and to have total physical contact, which we need. So, I was asked the other day by one of the writers about maybe if you tackled in camp, they were trying to determine the direction the game was headed in. We've never tackled in camp. I don't know. You know, some people have scrimmages. I think we have four scrimmages. That's what we do with our preseason games. So, it is very important to us. We do need the work. We will, of course, build their play time up as we go along, but we have, as you know, a most unusual start to our season in terms of the Wednesday, Sunday, Thursday concept of the first three games. So hopefully we'll get our work done here in the preseason, build up, get everybody an opportunity, see how our team fits together, do a good job of discovering how these kids can be put together to the best of our team, and special teams being a major consideration, we'll go from there.
Coach, given the lack of time that you get to see the guys in full pads because of the collective bargaining agreement, how difficult is it to analyze these players and find the next Victor Cruz?
I think, you know, we evaluate their meetings, we evaluate these practices that we have, we'll evaluate the preseason games, and I think we'll be able to discover the people that going forward are going to be key players in our game.
Of course, Terrell didn't play today, but how nice was it to see him back on the field? And
who was here? This now?
Terrell Thomas.
Well, it's good to see him out here. Just good to have him back and good to have him in the meetings and back with the players. And although most of the time he's rehabbing, you know, spent a lot of time inside, but just good to have him with the team.
About the rehabbing, what's the type of stuff that he's doing and the stuff that you like to see him do to get back on the field as quick as possible?
Whatever the medical people decide that he has to do and how fast he can do, he can aggressively move from one level to the other, that's going to be a medical decision.
Tommy, so your doctors over there, anything new on Beatty?
Not really. They think he's improving, but the real test here is that, you know, the medication and allowing him as much time as we can for him to hopefully recover so that this is not reoccurring. But in the meantime, the days are flying by. You know, so it's kind of a double-edged sword there.
And Bully, just the hamstring stuff?
Bully the hamstring, yeah.
Tom, you've dealt with many, many injuries over the years. Have you ever dealt with an aggravated ACL like Terrell has?
I can't tell you that that's been something that certainly is not a normal circumstance. So there may have been one or two that were a part of an ACL or an MCL and, you know, that kind of thing that we perhaps had a rehab opportunity with, but none that I can definitely recall.
So it's a little uncharted here. I mean, there seems to be an uncertainty of, you know, I mean, it's like, you know, if it's an MCL, you say it's a month, it's this, it's that. This is kind of like, we'll see, I guess, right?
See what the progress is, yeah.
It's pretty strict.
It's going okay. He needs time. He needs to play.
How did Nick Smith respond to the...
Seems like he's improving. He said that he's doing some cutting now. So that's a good thing.
What was Rocky Bernard's injury?
He's an old, just a knee that kind of swelled up on him.
Tom,
is
Beatty kind of iffy? I mean, is there any thought of David going back left?
there's all kinds of thoughts of lots of stuff. But Beatty comes back next week. You know, the idea is to get the best five out there.